Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Dallas Cowboys' needs for the 2022 NFL Draft is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Jeremiah, what's going on, my man? Talking the Dallas Cowboys, our guy, Mr. Football, Vince Turner's favorite team. So we're going to do him some justice today. We're going to talk about the Cowboys, them boys, and see what they can improve on in the draft. It's going to be a good show. If you're a Cowboys fan, you're not going to want to miss it.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching from home or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for our entire team, to you and yours, for joining the show, for listening to us week after week, for making it possible for us to have over 1,000 live episodes of our video telecast, and also to have over 700 episodes of our engaging, engrossing podcast over on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So, man, we're just ready for this one. Logan, tell us, the Dallas Cowboys, what do they need for the draft? What are we looking forward to? So you know that we've got Mr. Vincent Turner and the entire Cowboy Nation watching. They're wondering what is going to happen in this draft. So please, enlighten us.
Hey, the Dallas Cowboys, right? Just the name alone, either is going to get you a lot of cheers or a lot of jeers. You love them or you hate them. But hey, they're the talk of the town right now, right? The other last couple of nights, WrestleMania in AT&T Stadium in Dallas had the absolute crowd rocking, right? Had the cheerleaders, had a couple of players there. So they're pumped. They got the draft in less than a month now, about 24 days, April 28th. So let's see what they can improve on. Let's see what they've done in free agency, though, because that's a big part, right? What you've done in free agency is going to help dictate what you're going to need in the draft. So for free agency, they got back to Marcus Florence. They lost Amari Cooper, one of their top receivers. They also lost another receiver in Cedric Wilson. Wilson went to the Dolphins. Cooper went to the Browns. You lost your kicker in Greg the Leg Zuerlein. They've lost some other guys too. Reggie Robinson, Randy Gregory. Gregory went to the Broncos, who were looking stacked this year. But they've also re-signed a ton of players. They got Brian Anger back, their punter. They got Michael Gallup, Malik Hooker, Dalton Schultz, just to name a few. So they have lost a couple of pieces, but mostly they've been re-signing a lot of players. They haven't gotten a whole lot of new free agents. The only ones that are new to the team is Dante Fowler Jr., former edge rusher of the Atlanta Falcons last season. And then also James Washington, a wide receiver out of the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, who never really was able to get into that next gear in that wide receiving core. They're hoping he can take a next big step in Dallas. But some of the needs they have for the draft. So currently they have a good amount of picks. They're picking number 24 in the first round, 56th in the second, 88th in the third, 129th in the fourth. Then they have four picks in the fifth round, and then the last one in the sixth round is pick 193. So they could definitely, I could see them packaging some of those, especially the fifth round options, get moving up in the draft, maybe getting a third or a second, and just trying to get a better overall player. But in terms of draft needs, and what they can do to improve this season, because, I mean, there was a lot of people, and not just Cowboys fans, thinking that they could have went to the Super Bowl last year. They had a very good team. but they unfortunately lost to the 49ers. We all know the heartbreak which happened. You know, that kneel at the end when a lot of people were wondering what they're doing. Just an untimely situation. It is what it is. But, you know, what makes champions, I think so, Jeremiah, is how you can bounce back the next season and improve on your team, improve on your coaching. And I think the Cowboys can do that. Like I said, they had a pretty decent pick, a higher overall pick. But this is a loaded draft class. Quarterbacks, they're fine. They got Dak. But I think they need to go with an offensive lineman, their first overall selection. And just to improve that offensive line, because you got to make sure Dak is healthy. And, I mean, whenever they're facing some of the teams with a better pass rushing attack, they were just getting chewed up. It was not nice to see. And, you know, they've lost some guys on the offensive line. They've gained a few. But I feel like if you can get a pretty solid prospect on the offensive line, whether it's a guard, a tackle, whatever, I think that's really going to help you out in the long term. And you can help develop those players. The next piece I think the Cowboys need, they need a good edge rusher. They need someone to get to the quarterback to help get some run stoppers, get some guys who can pressure the QB, the opposing one. And I think that would really help them out. You can help out him. You got Micah Parsons, who did his thing, won the Rookie of the Year unanimously, had a tremendous first season. If you can get someone on the defensive line to help out that talented linebacking core, it's going to look pretty good. So I think they need an edge rusher. And then, of course, someone on the offensive line. They also need to help their wide receiving room. Like I said, you've lost a couple players, you gained one or two. But like I said, losing Amari Cooper, losing Cedric Wilson, those are two guys who are really those other options that really help you out whenever Michael Gallup and everyone goes down or they get double teamed. So you really need to help. You can find a solid – there's always going to be a ton of wide receivers in the draft. It's really just pick and choose, right? There's a million of them. And, I mean, if you need a route runner, you can find one. If you need a speed guy, a deep threat, or someone who's just more of a slot receiver, there's a thousand of those in the draft. Just pick and choose which one you want. But I think they definitely need to fill out that quarterback room a little bit more. Moving on, like I said, offensive linemen. That is probably the biggest key. I think you should probably go with a guard and tackle combo, which would be the best combination just to help fill that out. And I think, like I said, go back on the defensive side, help out your secondary, help out your safeties, help out your corners. Just a little bit more there would definitely help out with the deep ball threat that you always see each and every given Sunday. So you can always go in a late round potentially and find one of those diamonds in the rough in it from a smaller school, from someone who might be coming off of an injury. You can find him, work him up, and then put him in your system as soon as you might be. So I think that overall, like I said, the Cowboys are a good team. They might go with a kicker as well. You don't know if they're going to sign someone in free agency or if they're going to go with a kicker in the late rounds. But as long as you can improve, I think the biggest thing they need is the offensive line. You help out your defensive line, also get someone to get to the quarterback, get someone to help out your quarterback, and then also go to the secondary, protect that deep ball. And I think the Cowboys have a ton of talent. I think they can go pretty far again this season. I know a lot of fans were kind of disappointed that they haven't done a whole lot in free agency in terms of really big moves. They mostly have lost a few pieces. But, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you just strike out in free agency, but you might want to build more in the draft, which is A-okay with me. So as long as the Cowboys can address these issues, these needs, I think that they can go far one more time this year. And, I mean, they're in that window right now of opportunity of a very talented team in its prime, right, with Gallup, with Dak Prescott, with Ezekiel Elliott, and with an emerging tight end potentially in Dalton Schultz who they re-signed. Their offense is good. If you can beef up your defense, help out your offensive line, and help out the special teams a little bit, I think the Cowboys could make some noise this upcoming year. And I can't wait to see how they draft in less than a month in April for the 2022 NFL draft.
So when I hear you tell about what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys, the main takeaway that I have is that this team has some struggles that they are trying to overcome, but definitely should start this next season out just killing it. So what's your final thoughts on what's the biggest need for the Cowboys draft? What would be the biggest thing they could get into their team?
I would think just a high quality offensive lineman. We've talked about a bunch of them on the show. Maybe get someone from Texas A&M, right? It's always good to get some of the hometown guys just because they're going to want to play for the Cowboys a little bit more. Yeah. So I think the biggest need they would want is for an offensive lineman. But like I said, with all the draft picks they got, they're going to cover all the areas I've mentioned and even some that I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I think the Cowboys got a really good shot this year if they can draft good.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
That's amazing. Yeah, I definitely agree there. And for everybody watching live or listening to our podcast, thank you so much. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. Our podcast is called 100 Yards of Football, just like our live show. You can look us up anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including over on Spotify, on Amazon, on Apple Music, on Google Play. Anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, we are there. Just look for our 50-yard line logo there, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. We bring you like so many amazing shows every single week, including evergreen shows you can listen to year after year, team previews, the amazing draft specials that we've been going through, and incredible interviews with legendary players, coaches, and other sports broadcasters. So 100 Yards of Football is going to be here for you day after day, week after week, bringing you the best information about sports and football that we can. And so thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for bringing us our preview for what the needs are for the Dallas Cowboys for 2022. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.